Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Big Daily Blend. Today is February 14th, 2024. And yes, it is Valentine's Day. So we're going to give some love to our state of Arizona because it's also Arizona's Statehood Day. So we thought, what better programming can we do than actually go to Arizona? We're going to go to Oro Valley, which is right outside of Tucson, Arizona. And we're going to talk about a memorial that is being built, the Arizona Heroes Memorial, and encourage you to go to the website azheroesmemorial.org. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. This is a very important memorial. It's in a park that Nancy and I visited. It is at Naranja Park. Everyone's going to have a different way of saying it. But this is a very exciting project that includes gardens, of course, memorials for veterans, active military, and the armed forces. So today we have the executive director, Lisa Hopper, joining us. And of course, we love Lisa's on the show. So how are you, Lisa?
Fantastic, Lisa. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. Good to have you here and very excited.
Thank you
about
for inviting
this project.
Me.
Yeah, this has been in the making for a few years now, right, to get this off the ground.
Yes, it's been in the making for quite some time. It was the vision of Dick Eggerding back in actually 2015, who is the head of our board of directors. He's the chairman and founder. And so it's been around a while for that. It really didn't start kicking off until they were able to secure the land in Naranja mm-hmm. Park for it. And he secured it actually as an art project. So it really has an expansive background as far as how it's being built. It's on 2.5 acres of land, and mm-hmm. it takes up the entire thing. So with the exception of the parking lot, but it oversees over 200 acres of Naranja Park, and which is where all of the activities go on with the kids, and you know soccer. It's got a dog park. It's got all kinds of things there.
Hiking trails. Awesome hiking trails.
Oh, hiking. Love them. Yes. Yes. And so we're very, very happy that we've been able to resurrect it after COVID. We lost quite a bit, as many people did. And fortunately, we have some very wonderful, compassionate sponsors that have been out there. Spencer Construction, who has taken the lead on the project, along with Parsons and CMEX, and we have about 30 different sponsors for it. So, just totally amazing.
Now, when I was looking at some of everything on your website and looking at the plans, mm-hmm. am I right that, okay, so there's a garden area, which we love gardens, you know, everybody
yes.
wants a garden. And listen, Tucson is like a garden city. You know, I think Tucson, when people go there, you know, people sometimes don't understand. Arizona is not a plain, flat Sahara desert with Gumby cactus. I'm always saying this on shows, but Naranja Park, I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep saying Naranja.
No, it's fine.
Naranja's
fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has some of the fattest saguaros on the planet. And so
it
I'm
does.
Just saying they are healthy and beautiful there. But like you're saying, there's like this nature and recreation. It is the true parks and rec, but bringing in the history is so cool. But it looks like you're doing this in a star shape. Am
yes.
I right on this?
Well, it is actually, if you look in the aerial view, the wonderful thing that we're doing right now is on our website, we also have a video of the build so people can watch it getting built. But there's a foundation that it sits on, which is all concrete, but it has a star that's embedded into the ground. And then in the center of that star is a 24-foot obelisk that has that's our art, the artistic piece of it, which mm-hmm. has a ribbon on one side and then a saying and some special things on the other. And we also have an amphitheater on that site. Mm-hmm. And we have 8 service walls that are 8 feet tall that encompass the circumferences around the star. And so each of the points of the star actually points to several of the walls.
Oh, wow. So the
walls.
So this is veterans, active military as well?
Active military, veterans, first responders, and healthcare workers. So
oh, wow.
it's people that really they run towards the fire. It's the people that protect us, that that represent, you know, taking care of us. During COVID, we decided to add the healthcare workers, recognizing the importance of all levels of them that sacrifice themselves in order to help others, which I thought was great.
So are they all from Arizona or locally Tucson or
Actually,
Valley region?
So there's not individual names on this. This represents mm-hmm. what's called a living memorial, because it will span. It's not just about in one individual or another individual. It's about all of those people that work within these industries. That's why we wanted it to not be hidden, you know, like in a corner, you know, here's a small location in the middle of the desert, 50 miles away that nobody can get to. It's right in the heart of a place where your kids are going to see this every day. And and families are going to see it, and they're going to go, oh, you know, this. So it's a representation of all of those. It represents over 1.5 million people in Arizona alone. But throughout the United States, you don't have to be from Arizona in order to be in it.
Yeah, I think, you know, as travelers, we always talk about going to community parks too, even just to stretch your legs and get to know an area.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I see a lot of people that are in military or have family in military or first, you know, responders or healthcare workers that would go to this as part of their visit to the region. Wouldn't you say that would be something?
Absolutely. Yes. Also, we have one of the walls is Space Force, which is very dear to my heart, because I, even though I'm an old Army girl myself, Space Force is just cool. I think it represents the future and the cosmos and the opportunities of learning in that environment as well. So, yeah,
well, it goes with Tucson area too, because you've got all the observatories out there. Kind of goes, you know, all the museums on that too. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes total
and
sense.
kids love it too. It's, you know, it's kind of a cool thing for them to.
And it ties in with Oro Valley with the public art too. That's the one thing I loved about Oro Valley is, you know, even if you're cycling, you know, you're going to see even the bridges are art. You know,
they're so
art
pretty
everywhere. Right?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, so. You think about you go under a viaduct and it's not a good
look. No. but here it's you know, I'm not there yet. We'll be back soon. But we're going to be back in July, so we're going to come see you guys in July. So
please,
it's a beautiful time to go to the desert. I'm not joking. Monsoon season, and if you want to see fat saguaros, that's when they're the fattest.
Well, and the mountainous areas are beautiful, and the hiking, and it's quite majestic out here. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is. So when people go there, they're going to be able to see, you know, be part of the art, be part of the garden area too. Mm-hmm. When do you, because I know I was talking to Kathy earlier too, that you're going to have events there once everything is set up and ready, right? So that's a whole other arm of what's going to happen with this.
Mm-hmm. We'll be collaborating with Oro Valley Parks and Rec, because it's within their venue as well, in order to have opportunities for people to do celebrations up there, ceremonies, small venue music opportunity, you know, like music under the stars. But it's a place of reflection. And so we're making sure that it really kind of touches everybody. The education programs are going to be phenomenal. The schools are going to be able to come up, bring up the buses. And then one of our goals, you know, as we continue to fundraise, is to be able to have like a virtual talking through for education on each one of the walls that people can tap right into their phones and
cool.
get the walkthrough. So we're working on those future projects.
Do you see it being used on, like, you know, Veterans Day? And
sure.
Memorial Day, and some history projects too, to teach military history.
Yes. I think the military history and the history of the types of services will expose kids to maybe something that they want to do in the future and have a positive understanding of what it's all about. Not just, you know, I want to be a fireman or I want to be this, but really get into kind of the things that really happen behind the scenes, that it's not just one job. It's like all different kinds of fascinating jobs that are out there and careers that kids can jump into.
I think also what's great about it is, you know, you think about Tucson, the greater Tucson region, and its absolute huge military history. When you think even
Yes.
the Presidio is one of the most iconic Presidios in our country. You know, when
Yeah,
you
it's
think about it in the
beautiful.
Southwest, it is actually one of the most important between Tubac and that Presidio, San Francisco, and also even Yuma. You know,
Yes.
this area, this is really important Southwest history that is military. You know,
Yes.
and all the forts that are nearby, you know, like Fort Bowie. And when you go into that history, it just kind of connects everything together.
It does. I really feel that it's one of those, it's one of many, but it's very large. It's a very large park. So we can really embrace having events and also sharing the knowledge with all the other memorials as well, that if they it, you know, because people don't, a lot of people don't understand, they can't find them or whatever. So I love what you do, because you really give people you know, like parks and the places that you visit, you give them a platform to learn, and I love that.
Yeah, I want to do that memorial route. I'm like Nancy and I keep talking about this. You know, we've got to
Yeah.
do like a memorial trail because it's like people, you know, go to, they travel according to interest, right? And sometimes it may not be quite on their radar to do. But, you know, if you know your family and if it's something in your ancestry or something that you do or friends, it's something to pay respect to and just kind of take that moment, like you say, reflection, right? And I think that's really important. Because I think the news is so busy and it's almost very bombarding that you see numbers and it's almost desensitizing to a point that you don't realize about the individual person that
Yes.
sacrifices or goes into the line of fire, like you're saying, and it puts themselves in harm's way for the rest of humanity, you know, in on whatever side they're on. But it's bravery, it's integrity, you know, for
It's
our country.
courage, it's enlightenment, it's so many different things, but I really feel that anybody who visits this destination, it's truly a destination place, that the people are going to have their own sense of understanding of what it brings to them. And because it encompasses so many different avenues, I don't think it washes it out. I think it brings more people together. And people that are on the site will have an opportunity to share their stories as well, which is another thing that we're doing.
And it's
Which it's,
unbiased too. That's the
of
other thing.
course,
That's I have to say that these days, you know.
well,
I'm just
yeah,
saying.
exactly.
You know.
It's for everybody. Yes, and it's I you don't have to like have this like bombarding issue of talking about things in a negative way. Just share yourself, share your stories, share your emotion on that, because everybody has gone through something quite special and sometimes traumatizing, and this is going to be a place of healing, very
Oh,
much
I love
healing.
that. And that's what also having that garden setting. It's what, 2.5 acres,
Yes.
you're
Well,
saying, Nancy?
the garden, the whole site is 2.5 acres of land. We do have a section there that we carved out called the Legacy Garden, and the pavers are in there that people can buy on our site, that they can you know, put their name in there, or put someone that is their hero in the memorial.
Oh,
And so
nice.
that's going on right now too, which is right over your shoulder, actually.
Plug, 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 everybody.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead.
So,
Easy Heroes Memorial.
do you need more help with this project?
Yes, we all, yes, we're still working on, again, we have some phenomenal sponsors. We're still raising money, because the education programs and the maintenance of the project, it's gonna, you know, we want to make sure that it doesn't go in disarray and decay, or, you know, you got to keep it up, you got to manage it. The education programs are very important. We want to expand on those, use technologies that, you know, kids can embrace, and all, span all levels of age groups, so people aren't forgotten in those areas as well. Yes, we always need help. We're a nonprofit. Any donations that you provide go straight to the 100% goes into supporting the project.
And I understand that you're also working with some solar energy too.
Yes, we're working. Our goal is to have 100% solar on the entire site, and so we're working with a company right now to make that happen.
Very cool. Very
Yeah,
cool. So
yeah.
when do you think all of this is going to be ready for the public?
So our goal
Should I
is
even ask?
you can.
It's
I mean,
on.
we're working pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
Spencer Construction is, they are just amazing people. And along with WLB, does all the design work. And I got to plug these guys because
Sure.
they've just done such good work, and they all work so well together. Parsons Steel, C-Mex. We also have Infinity Landscaping, and I mean, it's just so many. Go on the site, take a look. Okay, you asked me a really good question, which is when is this going to be? The anticipation is crazy.
Yeah.
July. We're expecting
July.
July to be completed. We're looking at a June 3rd, but we've had some delays with
July is great because we'll be there. So you got to wait
fantastic.
for us. It's all
Okay, we'll
about
wait for
us,
you.
right? It's all about me.
Absolutely.
I'm just kidding,
That's going to be
but
great. You know,
yeah.
that we can work on something here.
I know we can.
Let's
We can
do
do
it.
something cool. I love
Yeah.
it. But you know, and I think that's the other thing too. So you'll be ready for, you know, Veterans Day, November and all that good stuff, you know,
Yeah, so
that's
we're going to
awesome.
work with the town because it is a collaboration between both our nonprofit and the town of Oro Valley to make sure that it's a safe environment for everybody, that everybody has an opportunity to participate in the park and ways to do that. And it's also Oro Valley's 50th anniversary, 50-year anniversary.
Oh,
Not in
see, this
July,
is
but this
good.
year, in
Well,
April.
no. That's oh well, there we go. See, you've got Valentine's Day today, right? So
Yes.
we're gonna love our state. And then
Yes, love
hello,
our state.
you got July, you got April. This is a lot. This is good. So now I know that you've moved from Chicago down to Oro Valley in Arizona, Tucson area, right? What is it about Arizona, since we're celebrating Arizona today, that you love? What is it for you that you said, I'm moving? Other is it the
Well,
sunshine
so
by any chance?
I'll tell you a brief little story. I've actually I went from I was in the military, so I was in Washington, D.C. And
Okay.
so I moved from D.C. to here. I was in Chicago first. I was born and raised there. And then when I was in D.C., I was at George Washington University, decided to move, and I took a position at the university here in the desert. And I had an opportunity to go to the Midwest to another position, but I said, you know what? I really want to experience the West. I had never experienced it before. And what I love most about it is that the mountains are just majestic. They're right out of our backyard, and they never cease to amaze me. They're just beautiful. It's a beautiful place to be from, to be at. I traveled all over the world with disasters in the Middle East and China and
Oh, wow.
tsunami and all that. And I have to say, through experience, that we live in the most beautiful country in the world.
It is
I
beautiful.
truly believe that. And it's we have such diversity and just so many beautiful places that we can go. And Arizona alone is just, you know, we thought about, oh, let's go to another place in the country. And we just kept coming back here.
Well, is it? I think some places just grab you, and like you're saying, like you've got the mountains. I mean,
Yeah.
the whole greater region of like Marana and Oro Valley, Tucson, and even like I think you've got Sierra Vista down the road,
Yep.
and Fort Huachuca. I want to say Huachuca, but that's not it. Huachuca.
Yep.
You know, I'm sorry, but I've been all over the Pacific Northwest, and I can cannot pronounce anything there. So now I'm getting weird about Arizona,
Ah,
but I.
Fort Huachuca.
And I remember the first time we did a show on Tucson, and I think it was with DeGrazia Gallery with Lance,
Oh yeah,
and I
sure.
said so I said saguaro cactus, and he's like, Lisa,
Saguaro.
it's saguaro, you'll get
Saguaro.
it. I had a quick education, but that's the thing. If you want to learn how to pronounce things, go there, right?
Absolutely.
That's
Well,
it.
if and yeah, it's just read the signs.
Yeah,
You'll
right.
know exactly what another
And
language is when you read
when
all
you
the
go
signs.
into a coffee shop or something, you say something wrong, people are just going to give you the look, and you're going to know, like,
Yeah.
oopsie, I didn't say that right. But that's
Tourist.
the fun of travel. I know it's, but that's the fun of travel. But I think Tucson is always so mind-blowing to people in that whole region because of the mountains, of the biodiversity that you have is so incredible. I mean, the
Yeah.
Sonoran Desert is like, there's nothing like it. There's
No.
five seasons, literally.
You know, and it's so spiritual here. I feel that
That's
there are
true.
things that really, it's not too big and it's not too small to where you get lost, or you even get lost in a small place because there's so much vastness. But it really brings so many people together, and the spirituality here is so beautiful. And I love that part because again, this project is all about, has always been about for me, is making the impossible possible, because it was in a very, very difficult situation. And the people that have come on board are the ones who have made it very special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Unity. That's why unity's in
Unity.
community, right?
You
That's
bet.
it.
I like
I
that.
love it. I
Yeah.
love it. Well, I'm so glad you joined us on the show to
Thank you,
celebrate
Lisa.
Arizona's statehood. And of course, we're going to celebrate Oro Valley. Then we're going to celebrate your opening of the park and
Yay.
community parks. We really realized the importance of it. And I think during
Yeah.
COVID, people realized, oh my gosh, I need to take a walk outside. And you don't want a park that's just like, here's a patch of grass. And they those parks are out there, trust me. But when a park provides some historical reverence draws respect, I think that's something very important where you can go and get recreation, feel good, get a little nature spiritual moment, right? And have that kind of connection. But when you get to have actual history and that reverence, I think that's so important.
And also the mentorship that is can be in the past, present, and the future. I feel that that's also another avenue that we're going to be sharing with this as a memorial.
I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah,
Get on
me either. I
it.
am. I'm doing as fast as I can. I'm
Finish
really
it up.
on
Finish it up. Just go on. All you need is a
it.
little shovel. Everyone, azheroesmemorial.org. It's linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us. And also, thank you to everybody that is involved in this project, whether you're digging dirt, planting plants, building the actual walls, or actually sponsoring as well. So remember, there's a lot of donation opportunities. So thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you so much. My pleasure to be on the board. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.